Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Nick and Cecil. Here's former Denver Bronco Nick Ferguson and 104.3TheFan.com Cecil Lammy.
Kicked off. Hakeem Talib. It's a pick six and a foot race that Talib will win for the touchdown. The Broncos continue to produce points with their defense. McCown victimized by Talib.
Lots of quarterbacks victimized by Aqib Talib during his NFL career. You know him, you love him. First round pick, Super Bowl champion, multi-time Pro Bowler, and he joins us now on that Fireball VIP line. Aqib Talib with Nick and Cecil. Aqib, what's up, dude? How's it going, man?
How y'all doing, man? I appreciate y'all giving me a call tonight, man.
Well, doing great because we're talking to you, and I just got to know, we talked to Darian Stewart maybe a week or so ago, and I just want to know, man, just being around you guys and Chris and everybody in that no-fly zone, what was the secret ingredient in your eyes to make up the no-fly zone?
I think it was our preparation, man. We stood on that preparation. We didn't let guys sleep in meetings. We didn't leave meetings until we had everything black and white. You know what I'm saying? We didn't do no gray. It was no gray areas and none of the game plan. So I'd say our preparation.
You know what? That's interesting you talk about preparations, because watching the game last night, it appears as though certain things were a little off. As I watched the secondary and the linebackers, it looked like those guys were standing flat-footed downhill, not playing with vision. As a guy that's played in this league for a long period of time, why is it so important to expand your vision, whether you're playing at the safety position or you're playing at the corner position?
Well, I mean, your vision is important because, I mean, you got to key something. You're supposed to be looking at something at the beginning of the play, and that tells you what's going on. So bad eyes can lead to receivers running free or running backs popping out around the corner, getting outside. You know what I'm saying? So your eyes, your vision is everything.
You got to watch out on the field, Aqib Talib, just like he did. And I got to say, Aqib, seeing Chris in that Chargers uniforms, it's still really, really weird for me. I know nothing lasts forever, but I hate seeing him in a different uniform. What did you think seeing Chris run around in that Chargers uniform?
Man, I think they got a hell of a secondary over there, man.
Yeah, they do.
Hey, they added Chris. They was pretty good last year. They add Chris Harris to it. And like I said, one thing I know he's going to bring to that team is that element of preparation. He's going to make sure guys know exactly what they're doing. If this guy's big, we doing this. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing. If they didn't already have that, that's one thing I know he's going to bring to that secondary.
Well, you guys are no-fly zone. Everyone around the league knows how tough you guys were and how physical, you know, you were as a player playing that corner position. And, you know, you look at T.J. Ward being another one of those guys. When you look at this Broncos team and you say, well, they don't have the no-fly zone. They don't have that attitude. And Von Miller is now being out. Is there a guy that can be step into that role, or someone has to manufacture that certain level of toughness that you guys had?
I'm not sure, man. I don't know if you could, if that guy was there, it would be evident. It's we knew Danny Trey was there. You didn't have to, you know, anybody have to, you know, watch the tape or rewatch the tape to see if somebody was playing physical. You knew, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I think it's the guys they got. That's who they got, man. They leader is down. Somebody got to step up and lead the charge.
Aqib Talib joining us on that Fireball VIP line. Could that be Justin Simmons for this team in that secondary, Aqib?
It can. It definitely can, man. I play with Justin, so I know how talented he is. But it just takes plays, man. The words is the plays that you make on the field. You know what I'm saying? So Justin capable of it. he'll get it done, man. Just it got to be somebody. Somebody got to step up and you know, lead the charge in that preparation, and then it'll show on the field.
Now, the big talk here, and it was a trending topic last night, and you definitely don't want to be trending in a negative way, and that was Coach Fangio deciding not to use, you know, those timeouts. When you think about the way that the game ended, the opportunity that the Broncos squandered, do you feel just like everyone else, he made a huge mistake, and because of that mistake, he should be fired from his job?
No, I don't know if you should be fired from your job for making a mistake. I mean, if you go through a McDonald's drive-thru and they give you a double cheeseburger instead of a regular cheeseburger, you're not going to fire that person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
I don't think you should be fired for the mistake, but it definitely was a mistake. I mean, you got timeouts. You got a chance to win the game at the end. You got to use them, right?
So I mean, right.
There's no excuse for it, but, you know, I guess we no preseason. Everybody getting a little longer leash this year. It looked like a preseason mistake, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely. And no preseason, is that... How much can we put into that, and how much can we expect maybe some hiccups at the beginning of the season? Is that a real thing? I know the games don't count, but they do matter for preparation purposes. But and you brought it up, Aqib. Like, is the no preseason thing going to lead to some rough football for a couple of weeks maybe?
It did in week one. It led to – I watched a ton of games this week. And you can see the early season jitters, you know. So I think the game will definitely get cleaned up week three, week four. We'd be looking at some super, super good football. But, I mean, all in all, it was good, though, man. It was good. I couldn't tell. There was no fans at the game watching on TV. It was some hard-hitting, full-speed play going on. So, yeah, I think it's going to matter a little bit as far as, you know, just the jitters and things like that. But I think we'll have a great season to watch, fellas.
Now, you are recently retired as of last week, and most players, that's always a huge transition for a lot of us. But how have you been making that transition, and what has made it really easy for you to go from a longtime player to now just being a dad coaching football?
Right. I'm just being, like you said, I'm just being a dad, man. Spend a lot of time at home helping out with my son's football team. I'm not coaching anything. I just, you know, I can't help but help. So I go out there and help, you know, the whole program, really. And I got a gym out here in Dallas, man. So I'm been running the business for 3 years. That keeps you busy right there, man. Started a new podcast called To The Booth. Y'all check it out. It's on YouTube, Spotify. That's going to be a lot of fun, man. So I'm still around football. I love football. I'm going to stay surrounded by football, man. And I'm a fan of the game, so I'm going to enjoy this retirement.
He loves the game, and the game was good to him. Super Bowl 50 champion Aqib Talib, former Broncos corner, joining us here, Nick and Cecil on the Fan. Aqib, I know a lot of people in Denver are saying, well, Vic Fangio, it's a defensive guy. It's kind of like Wade Phillips. I'm like, no. I mean, I was around Wade and all you guys in the locker room. I'm around Coach Fangio and all the guys in the locker room when the locker room's open. I don't get that same vibe necessarily. Like, defensive, you know, mindset, defensive intelligence, yes, yes, yes.
Right.
But what was so special about Wade that you know, you just loved playing for him, whether it was here or in L.A.?
It was like, playing for Wade, it was like he made the defense around you. You know, he said he made this defense just for you. You know what I'm saying? And that's how TJ felt. That's how Chris felt. That's how Stu felt. That's how I felt. That's how Vaughn felt. Everybody felt like it was just for them. Danny Trey, everybody felt like, man, dang, like this thing is built just for me. It was like, so he let guys do what they do, man. He don't really ask you to do things that you're not good at. So that's why guys just love playing for him, because he sets you up for success. You know what I'm saying? And all players don't love that.
When you look at where we are, you know, 4 years removed from Colin Kaepernick taking the knee, and so many organizations who were not open to guys embracing their free expression have now changed their mind. I mean, how do you look at that, and what do you think about the whole movement that's taking place around sports as a whole?
Man, I'm glad that the awareness is being brought to attention. But, man, at the same time, man, I've been aware. I'm 34 years old. I've been aware since I was 8 years old. You know what I'm saying? So people been aware. I think it needs to be more action, honestly. The awareness is one thing, but, man, when are we going to take action, man?
Aqib Talib telling the truth like he always does. Check out Call to the Booth and check him out on Twitter. Check him out on YouTube there as well, your new podcast. Always tell the truth. Aqib, my final question for you, I appreciate your time as always. Do people hide their chains around you? I just want to know, man. I just want to know because everyone loves the chain snatching. They love that's my bike punk. Like they love that attitude. So when you come around, I mean, our fellas like hiding the chain. Make sure you don't snatch it from them.
No. They know I love the people. Keeb is here for the people. Leeb is here for the people, man. So, you know, I get along with everybody. I'm a social guy, man. So, you know, people ask me questions and I answer questions. That's what I do. They don't even worry about their jewelry around me. They just want a good conversation.
Well, with that being said, before we let you get out of here, I mean, we have this Broncos country listening audience and they love you as a player. I know Cece was talking about the chain snatching, but sometimes you got to snatch some collars and let people know who you are. But I want you to take this opportunity to talk to Broncos country and let them know how Akeeb feels about them.
I love Broncos country, man. I appreciate y'all for everything y'all did for my career. I was super excited to play for you guys, man. And when I actually got the chance, when I was super excited when I got the call that I have a chance to play there because I was on the opposing team before and I heard it. So right. Once I actually got a chance to make a play in that stadium and hear that crowd yell for me, oh man, that's probably what the most amazing. That AFC Championship game, Broncos country, was my favorite game ever in my life, man. It was funner than a Super Bowl. And you guys did numbers. That was the most amazing time. That defense chant, man, I remember it like it was yesterday. Broncos country. I love y'all, man, and I appreciate everything y'all did.
Well, you know what, man? We definitely appreciate you joining us here on the Nick and Cece Show. I know you are really busy. We've been trying to make this work for a while. Call to the booth, Akeeb Tlaib. You can definitely see him on YouTube, man. I wish you the best in everything that you do. And I have to tell you, man, as a guy that played in this league and coached in this league as well, man, I really had a lot of respect for that defense you guys kind of put together in that back end and no-fly zone, man. So I will always be a fan of that group and definitely always be a fan of yours. So thank you for joining us here on the Nick and Cece Show.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys.
There we have him. Leib on that Fireball VIP line. That is Akeeb Tlaib.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.